Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. My guest is Chicago blues man Eddie the Chief Clearwater. Clearwater's roots are in gospel. He got his break playing guitar for the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, but he's known for incorporating rock and roll into his work. If you're fortunate enough to see Mr. Clearwater live, a few things stand out immediately. One is the way he holds a guitar. He's left-handed and taught himself to play by holding the guitar upside down. The other is his penchant for wearing a Native American headdress on stage, hence the name Eddie the Chief Clearwater. Well, we don't have any video cams on the cafe today, so you'll have to satisfy yourself with some great sounding performances from his new album, West Side Strut. At 73, Eddie Clearwater is at the top of his game. Let's begin with a live rendition of the song, Hypnotized.
I'm hypnotized, mesmerized. I'm all hung up on you. I'm hypnotized, mesmerized. I'm all hung up on you. My mind goes around in circles. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Well, I get so aroused by the smell of your perfume. My head goes around in circles. When you walk into the room, I'm hypnotized, mesmerized. I'm all hung up on you. My head goes around in circles. I don't know what I'm.
Playing live today on the World Cafe, it is the great Eddie, the Chief Clearwater, and that is Hypnotized from the new album West Side Strut. It's his first album for Alligator Records, which must feel pretty good, Eddie, to be on Alligator.
I'll tell you the truth, it's a dream come true. I never worked with such a great staff of people in my entire life. It's got to be a dream. I must be dreaming this because of that.
That tune... It's one you wrote on the album, and you wrote a bunch with Ronnie Baker Brooks.
Ronnie Baker Brooks, yes.
Who produced the album. Now, tell people who don't know him who he is.
Ronnie Baker Brooks is the son of Lonnie Brooks, which is a very brilliant kid. I knew him and his brother when they were like four and five years old.
Well, now, I was joking about Eddie's age just a moment ago, because he was born in 1935, and people associate you with Birmingham, but is that where you were born?
No, I was born in Macon, Mississippi, and I moved to Birmingham at the age of 13, and I was there for, 2 years, and I moved to Chicago at age 15, and I moved to the West Side on West Holman Avenue. 1600 South Holman Avenue, as a matter of fact.
Now, you were already playing, though, before you moved north, right?
Yes, I was playing a little gospel in church with some of the local gospel groups. So my uncle came to me one day and said, there's a group called the Five Blind Boys of Alabama, which I had been hearing them from time to time on church programs. He said, the Five Blind Boys would like you to play guitar with them next Sunday, the next two Sundays or something. They asked if you'd be interested. I said, I'd be very interested in doing it. You know, so they hired me to play guitar behind that group. And little did I know they would become world-famous people, which is great.
If people have never seen Eddie, he plays left-handed guitar, but he plays it upside down to us, but not upside down to you. But were there any models at the time who were playing that way, or did you just pick it up on your own?
I just picked it up on my own, and after I started playing, I came to Chicago. I came across Otis Rush. I discovered Otis Rush, and the whole world changed after that.
Yeah, that's right, because that's what Otis plays too, and he was on the West Side also.
He's a giant. Yeah, absolutely.
Eddie Clearwater is our guest, and back in 1980, you released the album The Chief, and you were just Eddie Clearwater then, and that album did so well, you had to pick up a new name. What was that like when that came out for you? Because that really put you on the map nationally, and it seems like in a big way.
Oh, it did, yes. It was really a good feeling because Jim O'Neill produced it. And after we got done with the production of it, we went to do the artwork for the cover.
Right.
So I told Jim I wanted to ride a horse and wear my Indian headdress. for the cover shot. So then after we finished with the photos, he said, we'll call the album The Chief. So I said, okay, that's okay. So then he called the album The Chief, and then I got stuck with the name The Chief. So I was really proud of that record.
We were talking about Lonnie Brooks a little while ago, and you and Lonnie do a number on this album that's just one of the high points of it, Too Old to Get Married. Now, I'm suspecting that Ronnie wrote this one for you guys.
Yes, Ronnie wrote that one. That's the next thing that happened. Ronnie came in one day. We was in pre-production at my house in the basement. So he came in. He said, I wrote a song for you. He said, you're going to laugh at the title. I said, what is the title of it? He said, it's called Too Old to Get Married and Too Young to Be Buried. I laughed. I said, let me see the lyrics. So he showed me the lyrics of it. I said, great, I want to record this. So we started to work on it right then and there. So that's how it came about, yeah.
Definitely a good one.
Ronnie wrote it himself, yeah.
And then he got Lonnie to sing with you, but I guess Lonnie's not here today, so you just want to you do a version of it?
Yeah, Tom's going to sing with me today, though.
All right.
Too old to get married, too young to be buried. Too old to get married, too young to be buried. Too old to get married, too young to be buried. I gotta get my groove on and party all night long. When I look in the mirror, it tells me the truth. Gone are the days of my rock and roll youth. Every time I hear that rock and roll sound, it makes me wanna get up to get on down. Too old to get married, too young to be buried. I gotta get my groove on, party all night long.
There you go. Too Old to Get Married. That is one of the new ones from Eddie the Chief Clearwater, who's playing live for us today on the cafe. And Eddie, who's playing with you? Who's in the band?
Okay, on bass, we got Rudy Kleiner. On drums, we have Merle Perkins. And on guitar, harp, and sometimes bass, it's Shoji Naita. He plays everything. Yeah. And on guitar, the great Tom is all the way to my right over here.
Cool. Sounds great. Now, of course, one can't deny the Chuck Berry vibe to that one. And you were always attracted to Chuck's music early on. Were you before you started writing, were you actually performing a lot of his in clubs in Chicago? Or what was that relationship like?
Well, that's how I made my living during that time, because I hadn't made any recordings to speak of, so I got labeled as a Chuck Berry imitator, you know. And I did a lot of his material, and that's how I kept working for a lot of years around the Chicago area, around the suburbs, and a lot of the clubs that wouldn't hire straight blues. They would hire me because of my Chuck Berry style music, because it was considered as rock and roll, like Chuck Berry and Fats Domino and Little Richard.
Did you ever have a run-in playing Chuck Berry in front of Chuck Berry?
Guess what? Yeah, in Stone Park, Illinois, in 68. There was a club called the Manor Lounge, and they were booking all the 50s rock and roll acts, like Chuck Berry, Fats Domino, Little Richard, the Dominoes, a group called Billy Wonder Dominoes, they were all the people. So I was like in the house band working there. So they said, we got Chuck Berry coming in 2 weeks. They asked me, would you like to perform with Chuck? I said, I'd love to, man. I was in my glory to hear that. So he came in that night. It was, never forget, a Saturday night. He took a cab from the airport, came in. I walked in after he had gotten there and went in the dressing room. So I walked in, and the guy said, come on in the back. I want to introduce you to Chuck Berry. So I said, oh, great. I'd love to meet him. So he took me into the dressing room. Chuck looked at me, and I said, oh, my God. I thought I was looking in the mirror, because I had long hair at that time. They said I looked a lot like Chuck. I thought I was looking in the mirror at myself, you know. So he went on stage. He did a few songs, and the whole audience started yelling, bring Eddie up, bring Eddie up. I said, I'm sitting there. He said, bring Eddie up. And then Chuck looked around and said, come on up here, come on up here. So I walked up on stage, and I picked up my guitar, And the first song they wanted me to play, said, "Do Johnny Be Good." I said, "No way, man! Not in front of Chuck, man! Are you out of your mind?" So they kept egging it on. "Come on, do Johnny Be Good." The Chuck looked at me and said, "Go ahead and do it." He pointed at me, "Go ahead and do it." So I did Johnny Be Good, and everyone liked it. And Chuck said, "Oh, you did a good job on this. I really like the way you did it." You know?
That's great.
So we got along well.
You do a Muddy Waters tune on this album, and he was someone else early on that you were a big fan of.
Big fan of Muddy. That's one of the first people I got to meet when I came to Chicago at the 708 Club. I was in all of my glory, because he's one of the people I had been hearing on record when I was in the South, a very small kid. And I just wanted to do one of his songs to say give tribute to Muddy Waters. Yeah,
absolutely. Now you must have been pretty young when you met Muddy, had you already started out? Did he give you any advice, or did you get a chance to talk with him?
Yes, as a matter of fact, when I first got booked in Europe, I went to Muddy for advice. I said, "Can you give me some advice as of how I should carry myself in Europe?" And he said, "Well, when you go to Europe, when you get there, just play and be yourself. Don't try to play fancy. Just play the way you play." And he said, "They will accept you."
Hmm.
And I did exactly what he said, and I've been going back ever since. And hats off to Muddy for the great advice that he gave me.
Absolutely. Our guest is Eddie, the Chief Clearwater, and I mentioned the tune you do. You do Walking Through the Park. Can you do that one for us?
Oh, yes. Thank you, David.
That's Walking Through the Park, performed by my guest, Eddie the Chief Clearwater. His latest album, West Side Strut, is on the Alligator label. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia and XBN.org. To hear complete performances from Eddie the Chief Clearwater, visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for joining me.